Welcome to the Team Swartz Podcast. This is episode one, where I'm going to talk to you about Army Physical Fitness, pre-BCT or Basic Combat Training, and the APFT or the Army Physical Fitness Test. I'm Sergeant First Class Swartz, your local recruiter for the New York Army National Guard, located here in the greater New York City area. Welcome. So let's talk about pre-basic training. Drill sergeants, when they receive you at basic training, they're not expecting you to perform like an Olympic athlete. They understand and know that they're going to have various people coming from various different fitness levels, ranging from zero activity, not even walking around to the corner bodega to grab something from the store, to someone who's been living, eating, breathing, sleeping in the gym. So at the completion of Army basic training, you need to graduate at least a 50% level based on your age and gender by the time you graduate from basic training, from your AIT or advanced individual training forward, and for the rest of your Army career, whether you're in the Army National Guard, Army Reserves, or active Army, you must complete your APFT at a 60% level or better, but always striving for excellence, trying to achieve and shooting for that 300% in total scoring. So the Army Physical Fitness Test comprises of push-ups, sit-ups, and running, and you will be evaluated in such as for the push-ups and sit-ups, you will be evaluated and tested on your ability to knock out as many as possible within 2 minutes each, and running the 2 minutes in the shortest time possible. So drill sergeants know and understand that they will have warriors coming to training at various fitness levels, from ranging from ground zero, absolute zero activity prior to getting there, to someone who's been living, breathing, eating, sleeping, and shitting in a gym day in and day out. So they understand that they're basically your personal trainers for the next 10 weeks, transitioning you from a civilian into a hard-ass deployable soldier. So with that being said, if you've signed your contract and waiting to go, you can work on push-ups, sit-ups, and bodyweight exercises prior to leaving, which is great, but I highly suggest that you focus most of your attention on your running. So in the very beginning, if you can't even run a half a mile without stopping to walk and catch your breath, your main goal in the beginning, 3 times a week running, is to run for 30 to 45 minutes nonstop. Once you achieve that, like while you're running those for that 30 to 45 minutes, don't worry about distance. Only worry about running nonstop without stopping. If you have to stop, put your hands, place them above your head, catch your breath, take a deep breath in once or twice, and keep it moving. Once you've accomplished that, then you're going to want to run three days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mondays will be running 3 to 4 miles at a comfortable pace. That is considered your fun run. Throw on some music and enjoy your run. Now, on the second day, you're going to run your 2 miles in the shortest time possible, testing yourself like as if you were running for the APFT. And then on the third day, you're going to mix it up by warming up for about quarter to a half a mile to warm up, like I said. And then you're going to run 30-60s or 60-120s, meaning that for the 30 seconds, you're going to be sprinting at your max level of 80 to 100% max effort. Then you're going to actively rest by walking continually until your 60 seconds is up, and then you will repeat the sprint and go back and forth like that for the next 2 miles. That should get you about 10 to 12 wind sprints. Once you get accustomed to that, then you're going to want to challenge yourself even more by doing 60-120s. Same principle. Sprinting for 80 to 100% max effort for 60 seconds, actively walking for the next 120 seconds for 2 miles, alternating sprinting, walk, all right? This is what I suggest to you and highly want you to do prior to getting to basic training, because you don't want to experience stress fractures or shin splints, which are extremely painful. Trust me, you will thank me for it. Start now. Don't wait until you get there. Drill sergeants can only push you so much, but you have to have that mindset that you will continually push yourself no matter what, whether you're on your own doing PT or physical training, or while you're in a training environment. Please comment below your questions about PT before leaving. If you want, I can send you a good workout program that incorporates weightlifting and calisthenics, bodyweight exercises. Send me your email request to recruitingteamswartz@icloud.com. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next podcast. Thank you. All right, all right. Welcome to the Team Swartz podcast, where this is episode 2, where I share with you 5 tips on how to talk to your drill sergeant in Army Basic Combat Training, or BCT for short. Rule number 1, always maintain the battle buddy system. No matter where you go, whether you go into a latrine, the barracks, the defect bay, or when you're approaching a drill sergeant like we're about to discuss now, you will always have a battle buddy. In a basic training environment, drill sergeants will enforce the fact that you have to have the same gender battle buddy for mostly safety reasons. And if you ever get deployed, you will maintain the battle buddy system at that point. But when you approach a drill sergeant, you will go into rule number 2, which is standing at the position of parade rest, which is the modified position of attention. By standing in the position of parade rest, displays and shows respect to your non-commissioned officer, which is in this instance, your drill sergeant. In the position of a parade rest, your feet will be shoulder width apart with your hands behind your back on the upper part, with your thumbs interlocked and your fingers straight with your right palm facing out. And you will stand tall just like you would as if you were in a position of attention. And you will treat it as such, as a modified position parade rest, in the fact that you will not shrug your shoulders, swing around, or fiddle, or sway, or anything like that. You will stand stiff as a board. And rule number 3 is to give your drill sergeant eye contact, which ties into rule number 4, which is confidence. Display confidence by giving eye contact and sounding off by speaking up out loud. Nothing irks a drill sergeant more than someone speaking very softly, and I don't know, drill sergeant. They want you to be confident. They want you to sound off. Yes, drill sergeant. You know what I'm saying? So definitely sound and speak and be confident by giving eye contact and speaking up, or sounding off, as we like to say in the Army or the military in general. Okay, so last but not least, rule number 5, speak in third person. Begin with and or end with drill sergeant, and speak with your rank and your last name. So, for example, after you've already approached your drill sergeant with a battle buddy, you're standing at parade rest, you're giving eye contact, and you're going to sound off right now in third person. Drill sergeant, Private Swartz requests permission to speak, drill sergeant. And then they're going to say, speak, private. Drill sergeant, Private Swartz requests permission to utilize the latrine, drill sergeant. Go ahead. Then you and your battle buddy will exit and will go utilize the latrine. That is an example of speaking in third person. So that's pretty much how they want you to act. Do not start or begin or say I or we or me, anything like that. Okay. You will speak in third person, referring to yourself as your rank and your last name. Those are your 5 tips as a wrap up. Rule number 1, battle buddy system. Rule number 2, parade rest. Number 3, give eye contact. 4, instill confidence by sounding off. And 5, speak in third person. By doing this, we'll limit the amount of times that you have to get smoked or do disciplinary actions while in basic combat training. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to message me if you have any additional questions about basic training. You can email me at recruitingteamswartz@icloud.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Take care.
Welcome back to the Team Swartz podcast. My name is Sergeant First Class Swartz, your local recruiter for the New York Army National Guard, located in the greater New York City area. So let's talk about the mind game. So in basic combat training, drill sergeants, well, they are unique individuals in a unique, very powerful position where their role is to transition you from a civilian into a soldier into a very limited 10-week period, which is broken down into 3 different phases with red, white, and blue. Red being the strictest, most extreme, most stressful period for you as the brand new warrior, and for the recruiters, I mean the drill sergeants themselves. Drill sergeants, especially in red phase, are lacking a lot of sleep. So they're up
before you wake up at mandatory wake up at 0500, which is 5 a.m., and they're up far after you go to bed at 2200 at night. So they're lacking sleep. So they're irritable. They're tired. They're exhausted. You're irritating them with your stupidity and the things that you do that are going to irk and trigger them. So in red phase, drill sergeants are going to be like amped up on like a whole bunch of caffeine, and they're just going to be screaming and yelling every inch of the way. So they only want the best soldiers, the strongest, most mentally resilient soldiers that they can possibly produce in a 10-week period. So in the first 3 weeks, they are transitioning you and teaching you so many different things, challenging you both physically and mentally. They are taking you out of your comfort zone and trying to stress you out to the max, picking things and saying things to position you so that you doubt yourself, you fail. They're trying to create a high stress environment to see who's going to work together as a team, who's going to be mentally resilient, who are the leaders, and to see if you're going to crack under pressure. They're going to break you down as an individual by attacking your individual mindset and trying to shape and mold you into a team player, paying attention to detail and having you guys work together as one. So if one person messes up, the theme of basic training, one team, one dream, everybody pays for it through mass corrective training, okay? Mass punishment. So whether you miraculously do everything right, they will either make something up or they will find something out of order or something, and everyone will pay for it. And no matter what, everyone pays for it together as a team. Like in sports, if you fail to work together as a team in sports, you lessen the chances of you winning the game. If you work together in combat, everyone comes home alive. Okay? So never ever take what drill sergeants say to you personally or personal. It's not that they're yelling at you as the individual. They're yelling at you at the uniform. So it's a mind game. Their goal, and some of them actually make it into a mind game where they want to break you down and to get you to cry your eyeballs out and to get you to think, why the f*** did I join? Okay? So get through the first 3 weeks of basic training. Get through red phase, because right after red phase starts white phase. And that's when they're a lot more lenient. I mean, they're still going to be extremely strict. You're still going to get smoked. You're still going to get the drill sergeant out of them. But they're going to tone down the blocks of instruction where they're not so harsh in their yelling. So they're going to take a little bit more time and have a little bit more patience when explaining certain things to you. Because now you're going to be starting BRM, basic rifleman marksmanship and stuff like that. So it's very serious stuff that they're going to have to take that additional time to talk to you. So just survive red phase and the rest should be too easy. Still going to be challenging, but still going to be a lot easier than red phase. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening to me. Feel free to reach out to me. Ask me any additional questions you may have. Don't forget to subscribe, and I will see you at the top.